A bipartisan War Powers Resolution was struck down by Senate Republicans Thursday. The resolution was brought forward by Democratic Virginia Senator Tim Kaine and intended to reassert congressional power. This, as Secretary of State Marco Rubio and Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth briefed a bipartisan group of lawmakers on the growing campaign to destroy alleged drug smuggling boats in the waters off South America. Kaine emphasizes that President Donald Trump has openly floated the prospect of a land invasion in Venezuela.
This is not about President Trump. It's about the Constitution, and it's about Congress. Do we take seriously the most important responsibility in Article 1, that war should not be declared without Congress?
The War Powers Resolution was backed by all Democrats as well as two Republicans, Rand Paul of Kentucky and Lisa Murkowski of Alaska. California Senator Adam Schiff was a co-sponsor of the War Powers Resolution. He expressed skepticism that these attacks will stay limited to targeting drug boats. He listed the military's arsenal and apparatus Trump has already deployed to Venezuela.
All told, there will be more than 400 missiles and other vertical launch systems on Nicolas Maduro's doorstep. 115 Tomahawks alone, with an additional 70 coming with the Ford. Are we supposed to believe that this is only about striking speedboats? If so, why will there be 10,000 American service members in the vicinity?
The resolution failed on a mostly party-line vote of 49 to 51. For KPFA News, I'm Kennedy Cuello.